So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So we've been investing for the last 20 years and we manage millions of pounds worth of investments from property, Bitcoin, SIPs, ISAs, stocks and shares, businesses. We invest in everything. But one thing that we don't invest in, however, are precious metals and that kind of thing. So stuff like gold, silver, palladium, we don't invest in that kind of thing. We do invest in Bitcoin, and I use the word invest, and that's actually the wrong term. What I say is we're gambling on Bitcoin. We put a couple of grand in when Bitcoin was very low, and we've been able to benefit from that, obviously, with the increase in price. And you might go, well, why have you put money into Bitcoin, but you've not put money into gold? Well, let me just talk about why even Bitcoin's not a great investment, because it's on the same level of gold on one particular perception it is anyway. And one of the reasons why we don't invest money into that kind of thing is that I'm a cash flow investor. We generate money every single month from our investments, and we only put money into investments if they are going to generate cash flow every single month or every quarter or every year. In other words, we need it to generate a cash flow of some kind. Now, gold will not do that. If I have a million, 10 million, 100 million pounds worth of gold and I'm hungry, I can't go and eat a piece of gold. I can't even sell a piece of gold. It's much more difficult. It's not a liquid asset as such, and neither is property either. But at least with property, it's generating monthly cash flow, so I can go eat from the cash flow that I'm generating from property. But gold doesn't do that. You don't get a monthly cash flow from gold. And it's a very illiquid object to be able to sell. I mean, imagine, you know, you want to buy a Mars bar for a quid. Well, how do you sell a quid's worth of gold? Are you going to, like, shave it off your gold bar? I'm not sure how that would work. So that's very difficult for us. And obviously then, if we do need to sell, it depends on where it is on the market fluctuations. Might be a really bad time to sell, might be a really good time to sell. But either way, I don't invest in that kind of thing because I want to get monthly cash flow. Ideally, monthly is great. If not monthly, then quarterly. So, for example, we've got AT&T shares. They pay quarterly, I think it is. Other shares will pay twice a year. Other shares will just pay once a year. But you can buy various shares, and you can actually get an income every single month just by mixing up the type of shares. So if you get, you know, for example, a batch of shares that pay quarterly, one might pay in January, another might pay in February, another might pay in March, and then they all pay quarterly. So then share number one will pay in April, share number two will pay in May, share number three will pay in June, and so on throughout the year. So if that does happen like that, then that's fine. That generates monthly cash flow. That's okay. However, gold doesn't do that. And so this is the point that we're getting to, but we'll get to Bitcoin in a second. So with gold, I've got no cash flow. You know, with property, I buy the property, 25 grand down, gets me a 100 grand house, makes £600 a month, mortgage is 200 quid, with £400 up minus costs and some tax. Great. This monthly cash flow, 200 quid a month, £250, £300 a month. I can then use that money to buy petrol or food or cameras or dogs or whatever it happens to be. I can live on that money, on that cash flow, on that income. You cannot do that in gold. You can only watch gold value go up, watch gold value go down. I can't add any value to gold. I can't persuade lots of people to buy gold and push the price up. You know, we call those whales, by the way. So if JP Morgan come in and buys a ton of gold, the price of gold goes up because JP Morgan's such a large whale of a company, right? So that's what we call whales. So, but I'm not a whale. I can't do that as a personal investor. So I can have no effect on gold prices whatsoever. I can buy a property, however, spend 20 grand, increase its value by 50 grand and sell it and make a quick 30 or a long 30. You can do that with property, but you can't do that with gold. And also you can't do that with stocks and shares. If I work at Marks and Spencer's and I have Marks and Spencer's shares, I can't work twice as hard and increase the price of Marks and Spencer's shares. So that doesn't work for me either. But then it is a very passive income, which is what it should be, or passive investment with dividends. Not that Marks and Spencer's pay a lot of dividends. I don't even know if they'll be around this time next year, given current COVID situation and so on. Anyway, the point is, as a cash flow investor, and that's what I am, and this is the bit that you need to get and that you need to understand, and you maybe even need to decide, what do you want to be? I'm a cash flow investor.
We live monthly. We pay our, we are buying this place, but currently we rent it. We pay rent on a monthly basis for this. We pay petrol every month. We pay gas bill, electricity bills, I should say, every month, food bills, that kind of thing. We are monthly beings, okay? You know, your phone bill goes out once a month. Your salary comes in once a month. We're used to paying monthly and getting paid monthly, okay? So that's why we want to generate monthly cash flow, because that ties into what we do. But I am strictly a cash flow investor. I want to make sure there's enough money coming in. And our basic costs are like $2,000 a month, maybe three, but it's not a huge amount. And actually, as long as I can earn more than my outgoings, I never have to work again. That's the basic concept around it. And that's what I want for you guys as well. Now you see other people and they're not into cash flow. They're just into making as much money. They want £1 million in a bank. And £1 million in a bank is great. But what are you going to do? If you want a Mars bar, you've got to spend some of it. Okay. And then you've spent it. You can't, it's like killing the golden goose. You kill the golden goose, there's no more golden eggs coming, right? And if you spend your £1 million on yachts and Ferraris and nice houses, what are you going to live on? You're basically dwindling down your savings for the rest of your life. And that's very dangerous for me. If I had £1 million in cash, I'd just buy £1 million in property. 6% yield, £60,000 a year, £5,000 a month. Happy days, right? Never have to worry about money ever again. That is why we are cash flow investors. And that's why we don't buy gold, because it doesn't generate cash. Let's talk about Bitcoin. I do have Bitcoin, and I have Bitcoin in a very clever way, because it's tax-free. We buy it through what's called an ETF. If you go to Hargreaves Lansdowne, which is what we do, you can buy an ETF through Hargreaves Lansdowne, and you don't actually own Bitcoin, but you do own shares in the ETF, which has got the Bitcoin. Okay, and so that can go up and down, just like Bitcoin does. The price goes up and down. And we bought that a while back. Back when Bitcoin was much, much cheaper than it is today. And so those tax-free gains that we've got are tax-free because we're wrapped in an ISA, which is really nice, really clever way of doing it. So we're getting tax-free gains from Bitcoin. I mean, imagine that. Most people have no idea how to do that. Sometimes I think I'm quite clever, and other times I'm walking into the I'm walking into the kitchen looking for my sunglasses and they're on top of my head. You know, swings and roundabouts. So with Bitcoin, we invested in Bitcoin, and I use that word invested, and I didn't mean to use that word. I meant we gambled on Bitcoin, hoping it was going to go up. And if it did, we did it in a tax-free or tax-efficient manner. And Bitcoin has gone up, and there's tax-free gains, which we haven't realized yet because it's far too soon. We're going to give it another 20 years when Bitcoin's hitting $100,000. Then we'll pull that money back out at that point, and not until then. And it might never get there, in which case we'll just pass them on until it does, because something good is going to happen with Bitcoin. I'm pretty sure of it, but I have no idea. Definitely not financial advice. It is a bit of a risk, let's face it. But I bought Bitcoin because I felt that it had the chance to go to the moon, as we say in crypto. I felt that if we bought it at a low enough price, it would go skyward, and that's definitely got the potential to do that over the next 10 or 20 years. Gold, I'm not sure. I just really don't know. And gold is going to go up. I do know that. It has to go up because there's only limited supply, and that limited supply is dwindling as it gets included in computers and laptops and cameras and cars and all sorts of batteries and whatever else these days. So gold will go up, but I don't believe it'll go up as fast as Bitcoin. So we took a bit of money, we put it on Bitcoin, thinking it was going to go up, and lo and behold, it has, and we've been able to realize that gain. But Bitcoin still doesn't provide you with a monthly cash flow. If I've only got Bitcoin and I want to buy a Mars bar, I've got to sell a pound's worth of Bitcoin. The transaction fees, depending on how many transaction fees are occurring at the same time, can be quite high. So it's not a good use of currency, and actually Bitcoin for me is more a store of wealth, not an exchange of currency, if that makes sense. So we're back to what you're going to invest in, and there's only two, right? Stocks and shares and property. That's it. Now you might go, well, I'm going to invest in business. Well, technically you are if you're buying stocks and shares, but if you're going to buy a business or you're going to take over a business, you're not buying a business and you're just an investor. You're actually having to work in that business. The businesses that we're taking over right now, we've got a job to do in that business to add more value, so that the value of the business increases and the cash flow goes up. But that's basically why we don't invest in gold. No cash flow. Bitcoin is like a one-off, just chuck some money and hope it goes up, knowing that actually it might go nowhere and we might lose all that money. And so it was money that we were prepared to lose. And so that's not investing. If you go back to Warren Buffett, rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, reread rule number one. Never, ever lose money while you're investing. That's why we invest in property. I don't know enough about gold. I don't even know enough about Bitcoin, but it's not an investment. It's a gamble. And if you're in putting your money into Bitcoin, thinking it's going to go, and this is all the money you've got, like, I think you need to take a step back and have a good think, do more research about what you want to do here. And again, this is not financial advice because I can't give financial advice. I'm not qualified to give financial advice. But for me, Bitcoin is a gamble. That's why we bought it, knowing it's a gamble. We didn't buy it based on it being an investment because it's totally not an investment. Okay, hopefully that explains it. You've got any questions, just stick them in the box down below and we'll catch up with you on the next video. Hope that's useful. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.